Good morning, Tim. Oh, sorry, you there, Tim?
I am, Philip. Ah, here.
Wonderful. Okay, first things first, the files are made up of incident reports. What does it take to for an incident to report to be filed at Nauru?
Well, people who are on Nauru are able to raise incidents with the Australian contractors that they see, and I've been trawling through these documents this morning, and I must say it's absolutely sickening, some of the things in there. We're talking child sexual abuse allegations. There's one report I was just reading of a young woman who was told by guards that she was on a list as soon as she was released into the community, that she would be assaulted and she would be made pregnant. I mean, these are people that we, you know, came to us seeking our safety and protection. They're fleeing persecution, recognised as refugees. We've sent them to this, you know, very difficult environment, and we're unable to provide safety and protection for them. It's absolutely horrifying reading these reports.
Mm. Well, around half of the reports do involve children, but children only make up about 18% of the detainees. It's pretty devastating to think about. Why do you think that the children are so overrepresented in the reports?
Well, Philip, of course, children are extremely vulnerable in these situations, particularly on a, you know, isolated place like Nauru. They've been detained there, deprived of adequate services for a number of years. One of the other reports I was reading was where a young woman in school was offered a 4-minute shower instead of a 2-minute shower if she provided sexual favours to one of the guards. It's not clear if that happened, but can you imagine, you know, that you think of a young woman in your life going through that sort of threat for a 4-minute shower? I mean, it's absolutely criminal what Australia is doing here, and we're calling today on the government to, you know, the veil of secrecy has been ripped away, and we need to bring these people to safety very, very quickly. We need to bring them to Australia.
Well, it feels like, as you're saying, the veil of secrecy has been ripped away, and it feels like it's quite long overdue. Are we actually learning much new information from these reports, or is it just more of the same awful stuff we've been hearing about for a while?
Well, of course, every single incident that's detailed in this report is extremely serious. We can't say it's more of the same when we're talking about young children being sexually abused. At the moment in this country, we've got a Royal Commission into institutional child sexual abuse that's going on. They are not looking at the situation in immigration detention centres, either in Australia or Australian-funded centres that are happening in Nauru or Manus. We've called on the Royal Commission to look at that. Of course, we've also seen, just in recent weeks, you know, the horrors of Dondale and, you know, young men put in spit hoods and restrained and put in isolation for extended periods of time. And we understand that these sorts of, you know, horrible tactics are also available to be used in immigration detention centres. We don't know if that is going on, but we have here a litany of horrendous abuses against vulnerable people. Australian taxpayers are funding this abuse. We have to do something about it. We can no longer say we didn't know that this is happening. And we're calling all the Australians who, you know, who are out there today to contact your politicians, Labor, Liberal, Independent or Green, and let them know that we're deeply shocked by this and we want action. We need to bring those children, women and men to safety right now today. But we also need to have a very thorough investigation how this happened and to ensure that this can never, ever happen again in our name.
Mm. Well, back in April, the Papua New Guinean courts found that the keeping of asylum seekers on Nauru was illegal. Do you think that those documents might help speed up any attempt to shut the centre down?
Well, what's happening in Papua New Guinea is very unclear. Of course, we've had the Papua New Guinean Supreme Court say that the Manus Centre is not constitutional under the Papua New Guinean Constitution. We've had the Papua New Guinean Prime Minister, Grant Darning, saying that the centre will be closed and the refugees no longer will be welcome there, if welcome is what you would call the treatment that they're receiving now. It's very unclear what is happening. But what we can see here is that the Australia's immigration detention system, its offshore jailing of people, vulnerable people, is in tatters. It's a national disgrace. I mean, the front page of the newspaper in the UK this morning, The Guardian, was this story about how the Australian government is putting vulnerable children into situations where they're suffering sexual abuse and they have no recourse. And that's the extremely troubling thing here, is it's not clear that any of these cases, you know, these thousands of cases, have ever been looked into, that there's been no justice for these people. There needs to be justice for them. These are vulnerable people, as I said, who came to us seeking safety and protection from persecution, and this is how we're treating them. It's absolutely appalling.
Well, that's right. It seems like we have become a bit of a national embarrassment over, international embarrassment rather, over the way that we've been treating our refugees. And just a few weeks ago, we had, of course, the Four Corners report on abuses happening in the Northern Territory. Already there's been jobs lost over that and a royal commission started. Do you think that hopefully we'll see the same sort of action regarding the abuses on Nauru?
Well, of course, we've got a difficult situation here in that both the major parties support this offshore processing system that we have in place. Both of them are potentially culpable. Some of these abuses that, you know, have been launched by The Guardian today and the Nauru files date back to when the Labor Party was in power. But this has got to go beyond politics. This is about really vulnerable people who came to us seeking safety. And this is how they're being treated. And we need to rectify it immediately. We need the Australian public to stand up and say this is no longer acceptable. It's costing $1.2 billion to operate these centres in Nauru and Manus. And Australian government says, well, it's the responsibility of Papua New Guinea or Nauru, but we're funding it. They're Australian contractors who are acting, enacting this situation. There are, Australian taxpayers that are directly funding it. We need to make those links very clear, and we need to let our government know and our decision makers this is no longer acceptable.
Well, you mentioned that recommending to contact local parliament members. What else would you recommend that that we do as everyday citizens to try and make our voice heard about what should be done to try and end what's happening on Nauru?
Well, the key thing, I think, is to get informed. Of course, there's been this veil of secrecy around the situation in Nauru because access there is extremely limited. Certainly only select media have been able to go there. Certainly the media that's been there has not been at all critical or raised any of these allegations. But with this latest tranche of reports, it adds to the report we saw last week from Amnesty and Human Rights Watch, who had to sneak onto Nauru to find out what's going on and secretly talk to people who were suffering in these situations. We've seen the government's own MOS report say that there's not the capacity within the Papua New Guinean police force to be able to investigate these complex cases that many of these are. So we need to bring these people to safety right away. And the first thing Australians can do is get informed, go onto the Guardian website, read that. It's difficult reading. It is very difficult. But this is happening in our name. We're funding this. We are making this happen. And we can also stop it. So we must get ourselves informed. We must take immediate action, raise this with our politicians, take it out on the street, get active, Australia, because this is a national disgrace and we're closing. No longer can we keep a blind eye to it.
Well, that's it. It is time for something to happen. Tim, thanks very much for joining me this morning to talk about this. Yeah, cheers.